Here we go. Quantum Tabletop, take 6, action. Hello and welcome to the Fuck We Are Queer podcast episode. I don't care because counting is for suckers and straights. With me this week are mysterious people who you won't find out about in a couple of seconds while I explain what is happening. Throughout the entirety of this podcast, we have mentioned a human being's name. He is gone. Mysteriously, we don't know where he is. He'll just never show up, you know. We'll never find him. He's never coming on this podcast. He's dead. That's when you're supposed to come in.
Oh, hello. Yeah, hi.
Improv comedy.
Yeah, that went perfectly.
Yeah, improv comedy is our favorite.
Comedy is great, and I love it.
We should go audition for the Groundlings.
Perfect. I'm ready. I'm feeling real ready.
Ooh, you're British.
What?
You're British. You talk.
Yes, I'm indeed very British. I can talk in a little bit more quash voice if that would be required for this podcast.
Well, I mean, it's more of just talk like you're an NPR and you're like, but the people died today, and there's these children whose instruments all make fart noises at the California Institute for Science Art. If you give one penny every 12 hours, they might be able to get an instrument.
Right. This is some very sad news, and I think we should really, really, really just talk about this. I mean, who needs the topics we have for the episode today? We just need this.
Actually, you know
also, what? I'm realizing he still hasn't introduced himself.
Yeah, who are you, Ty, mister?
Right, I am indeed Tayo, whichever way you want to pronounce it. It's spelled T-A-Y-O. You can figure that out.
What did your mom say when she was like, this is your name?
Tayo, but hey, no one really ever gets that right, so it's fine.
Okay, well, I'm glad I maybe got it right. Tayo.
Sure, we'll go with it.
It's like Ty. Oh.
More like Ta Yo.
Ta Yo.
Ta Yo.
I should make a yo yo with your face on it called a Ta Yo.
Sure. I'm glad. Merchandise. Great. Okay.
When we get really famous,
make all the money.
Watch out for that in 2024.
Yep.
So yeah. I didn't introduce myself, but I'm Cameron. I am the pseudo-host, despite being the second youngest as of now.
It's really make you feel good. You can say you're not the youngest anymore.
Exactly. I know somewhat stuff about the world, like don't let cats in cabinet drawers or other things.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Some great advice. Spread it to all the kids.
Please tell everyone. So yeah, who's the other, lady laughing / not appreciating our jokes?
It's your girl, Stephanie, and I'm here to say that this podcast was brought to you by the power of Gay Skull!
That joke wasn't planned at all several hours in advance. Why would we ever make weird jokes up hours ahead of a podcast?
Why would we plan anything? That's not how you do it. Podcasts are stupid that way.
There is no planning. Planning is a myth. It doesn't exist.
Like straight people.
Seriously, where is this idea coming from that straight people exist? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Have you seen a straight person? Because I certainly haven't.
Because, like, even the rulers don't exist. They're, like, always slightly curved.
That was terrible, Cam. Hey, that was terrible.
That was beautiful. Never change, Cam. Never change.
I mean, change a bit. Change a bit. For everyone else's sake.
I'm gonna have to change. I'm still in, like, my I just woke up clothes. Yeah, this is a special before 9 p.m. edition of the FWAC podcast. Because me and Stephanie woke up.
Yeah, this is a We're Exhausted podcast.
Heck yeah. And
yep, I can tell the most energetic because I'm at a reasonable time.
You're like in normal, you're a normal human being who wakes up at normal times because you are going to things.
Yeah.
You live in the jolly old England. How is it being a gay black man in the good old of Brexit England?
It's real fun, I guess. It's not, but let's pretend it is. 2 seconds.
All right, man. You can even make it all you want. You can make
yes, it. Yes, I'm going to say.
Okay. Honestly, I'm pretty convinced that we have zero British listeners, so you can literally make up whatever you want, and they'll probably, and our listeners will probably believe you.
Big Ben is a giant cup of tea.
Yeah. I'm going to say we all live with giant cups of tea. We, like, drive around in cups of tea, and it's going to be, we have a great time.
Yeah.
The Queen is clearly, what about the Queen? Is there anything we should know about the Queen?
What to know?
She's the second. Or is she?
Yes, she is indeed the second Elizabeth, and she drinks tea and is a lizard person.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I mean, haven't you seen Doctor Who? Gosh. Get your lesbian lizard history out of our faces. Get your lifestyle out of our faces, Tayo. Gosh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm forcing all the lesbian lizards into your life.
I was trying to eat some pussy, and then I was just like, fucking Tayo, God.
Oh my God! Damn, we discussed this.
Hey, you know what? If this episode comes out when I think it does, it won't matter. Which means whenever I freaking figure it out, because I'm lazy. So yeah, after about 6 minutes, or 7 minutes, because, you know, that's how, like, rounding up works, of complete BS has been happening, we made a topic list at 3 o'clock in the morning, or what time is it? Was it when we were talking about that, Tayo, in British time?
Was it 7? 7 6, 7? I don't know. Let's go with that.
Wow, that's harmful. Wow. So we made a list of things that were happening in our lives, and I think the best one, or at least the most least interesting to me, that I think we can all just, like, wrap under the rug after we're done talking about it, is Mr. John Barrowman. Mr. John Barrowman was an actor who did the show Torchwood and some other things. He's an omnisexual.
His character was an omnisexual, Jack Harkness, on Doctor Who. He's just gay.
Gay? I thought he was bi.
I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Okay.
And then he was also Malcolm Merlyn on Arrow for like 5 seasons.
Well, that sounds terrible.
But yeah, so I was the one who put this topic on the list because he at Comic-Con he put on a TARDIS dress, which that's fine in and of its own. Cool.
Stupid, anyways. I'm just gonna say that outright. He looks stupid.
But then he decided to go, I'm the transgender TARDIS. Because, you know, he's a dude in a dress.
Mm. Well, because, you know, like, the TARDIS has always been, you know, gender.
It's really, and this isn't, like, the first time he's done it either. Like, if it was the first time, this isn't the first time he's done something like this. A few years ago, he used the T-slur, and then the trans community was like, hey, don't do that, and he was like, I'll do what I want, basically, and just totally ignored us. So, yeah, John Barrowman is kind of really bumming me out. I was a fan at one point, then he never apologized for that, and now he's doubled down with this nonsense.
What a classy guy.
So classy. Very classy. Yeah. He's not classy at all. He's a jerk, Cam. Weren't you paying attention?
No, is there going to be a test at the end of this?
There might be.
Okay.
One of our 12 audience members should make a test now.
Yeah. It'll be like the end of Wizard Magazine, where, like, you flip over the other side of the podcast and you see the answers.
Yes! Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Everyone, flip over your .mp3 files and figure it out. they're like flipping over like their USB drives. They're like, what is on the podcast? All right. Well, that was almost nothing because John Barrowman is nothing to us. Take that, John.
Yeah. Take that.
Follow me on Twitter. I roast people all the time. Yeah, that's stupid, but, like, you know, I remember, like, 4 or 3 years ago, he dressed up in, like, a Star Wars dress, and then had, like, a Stormtrooper helmet on, and then was dancing around Comic-Con like that, and everyone was like, are you okay? He's a problem with being a jerk.
Yeah. Jerkity jerk, 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 jerk.
So, Tayo.
Jerk, 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 jerk.
Who's the biggest British jerk? And don't say Alan Alda.
I don't know if jerk is a good enough word to describe it, but maybe my light novelist or Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, for sure.
Wait, Milo Yiannopoulos is British?
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Did not know that. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And I'd put him above Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is a piece of shit, but Milo goes out of his way to, like, openly out and harass people on college campuses. Piers Morgan is a terrible person, but Milo is, like, next level terrible.
I'd say it's one of the worst exports.
You go. Tie out, mister.
Oh yeah, it's just he's one of our worst exports.
Oh.
Now behind all the colonialism, all that fun stuff, but hey. Still awful.
That's great. Colonialism, 10 out of 10. I'm a fan of stealing culture. Remember the Trail of Tears? I love crying.
Oh my god, yeah.
What have we done?
I don't know. We've done actually quite a lot. We've made a podcast. Not even like a fifth of a podcast. Yeah, you know, Doctor Who, good show. John Barrowman, bad man. And
Jodie Whittaker, good actor. Actress, even.
Jodie Whittaker, pretty, and I want to kiss her face.
Jodie Whittaker leaks nudes.
Oh god, that was just a piece
that was awful.
That newspaper.
That was wasn't that the... It's another, like, one of those Piers Morgan types, like, Rupert Murdoch. That's what it was, yeah.
The Sun, I think? Newspaper.
Yeah, the Sun.
Ugh. It's a terrible, terrible newspaper, but it's still, like, the most circulated... Actually, no, it's the second most to another terrible tabloid.
Oh, you mean the Daily Mail?
Yep, I mean the Daily Mail. The greatest bit of Britain.
Fuck the Daily Mail. God. They've put out so many basically anti-trans people hit pieces, I can't... Ugh.
There's a good documentary on Netflix. It's like 40 minutes long where this dumb comedian's like making fun of all the British newspapers. It's good.
Okay.
I don't remember what it's called.
For 40 minutes, though. Like, well, there isn't that much to say about us.
Apparently not. Yeah, there isn't a whole lot to say about British people. You stole the Indians, and then the other Indians.
Basically stole everything.
Yeah. How do you feel about colonialism, Tayo? Tayo.
We'll go with it. Colonialism... Ooh, I had to write an essay about this a few years ago. It was great.
Awesome.
It is mixed. We'll put it that way. It's mixed. Some kind unlike of some good people. Things, but bad and... What?
Saying some of us aren't mixed.
Right. Okay, Cam. Okay, that was weird. That was a weird tangent. That was a weird side note, Cam.
Yeah.
Hear winks or sarcastic looks around to the audience, but I'm doing them.
Okay. Yeah, that sounded like a Tim joke there. I just realized
God.
People on this podcast won't know who Tim is, so that's great.
go read Tim articles on losharrow.wordpress.com. They're probably good.
He's my nemesis. I say you don't read his articles. My nemesis.
You can't say my nemesis. He works for the same website we're working for.
And he's my nemesis. My nemesis. My nemesis.
It's Resident Evil 3.
I'm sorry.
Right now?
I said he's Resident Evil 3 nemesis. You just made a blue Abadi Abadi reference, Tayo. How do you feel?
Yes,
about
and
that?
I love him for that. That song is amazing.
It's like a friend of mine, my best friend, knows every single word to that song, and it's kind of the worst whenever he brings it up.
Oh god. That just sounds awful.
And everything blue for him.
I was in a house and it was blue. And then this thing was blue. And then this was blue. Chorus.
I'm blue and da-ba-dee-da-ba-die and da-ba-dee-da-ba-die and da-ba-dee-da-ba-die. Don't read Tim's articles. He is my nemesis. He is my nemesis.
Just read Stephanie's one article that she's ever done.
How dare. I've read like four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna check that.
I had like I wrote like a few wrestling recaps.
Oh, okay. That counts. Fine. You've written
right,
four.
Let's look through the site blog posts. Keep talking while I look this up.
Alright. Yeah, I think we did mention to Tayo. I'm just gonna like it's like you know, I had a joke that I forgot about where it's like dude white people making up names because we're stupid. But yeah, we didn't mention that we sing on this podcast. We are regular singers. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's
somewhere
there watching for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships.
Yeah, but we're singing the wrong songs. Obviously, the song we need to be singing is somebody once
told me the world.
Somebody once told me the
Can
world.
We like edit Steph's audio out in this spot, please. Thank you. Love you.
That's too complicated. As the editor of this podcast, I will tell you what you know. What I do, I go in the thing and I crop out some bits from the beginning and some from the end, and then I put it on the internet.
We're a real professional organization right here.
Well, like,
this is a real top-notch project.
Slick.
Talk to Al Molto about it. They don't know how to record anything.
This is like a modern masterpiece. Oh, people yeah. don't understand.
Us and the Residents are the only two art collectives that are making art as high quality and as avant-garde as this.
Definitely. That's what I'd call us.
We are art.
Also, we should probably do one of our other topics.
Yeah. So, Taya, did you find out any four articles?
Any schedules? Oh, yeah, keep... let's go next topic and I'll figure out. I'll probably interject, in 5 minutes.
Actually, okay. One of our other topics, because there were four of them, right, Stephanie?
Yes, there are four topics.
Okay, this is not fake news. The other one, the only one I can think of is the one I don't want to mention.
Would you rather save that one for last?
I'll save the Mr. Tails for last. But there's the other one that you need to mention right now before I am just rambling and we're not talking about anything.
Wait, which one? Which one do you want me to bring up?
The other two.
Let's go
oh,
ships.
Either one?
Quiz ships.
Okay, yeah, ships. Yeah. So,
that's what it was.
This is based off of, there was an MTV video that came out where,
Yo, MTV Raps.
Where the cast of Supergirl minus, Maggie, the person who plays Maggie and the person who plays Alex and maybe a couple other people. Anyways, like a bunch of the cast of Supergirl got together and they were singing like a song about recapping the show. And when they got to Kara and Lena, the dude just like, I think Jeremy is the actor's name. I don't know. He plays Wynn. And he started going off on this. They're just friends. And like, they just started laughing and like acting like people who ship them are ridiculous. And just sort of, like, going after, like, the queer shippers, in a way, of Kara and Lena. And apparently the video continues, and the person who plays Lena actually tries to defend the shippers, but then, like, Jeremy argues with her. I don't know. I didn't bother to watch that far. Just, it was garbage. Anyways.
Suffer for your art.
Yeah. And, so they did that, and then he did an apology, but his apology didn't really feel that heartfelt. It mainly felt like, I'm sort of getting in trouble and the fans are mad at me type of apology, unless it didn't really feel that sincere. But I thought it was a good launching point for the topic of how queer ships, and in general queer relationships, even canon ones, get treated versus straight ones. Because, let's face it, if Lena was a guy, people would not be... the cast and people would not be running over themselves to yell at the fans and tell them how much they're just friends. Because the fans understand that it's not canon. We get it. But you're just going out of your way to do that. And if it was a guy, they would understand the ship and they wouldn't do that. And it's very frustrating because, like, literally, like, a guy and a girl can just stand next to each other in a scene and people will ship them and people are totally fine with that. But then two girls or two guys have incredible chemistry, do a lot of scenes together, and people ship them, and then people would be like, well, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's because everyone assumes that most people aren't gay, and they're just like, well, but the friends. That's why there's, like, this hilarious, like, the two women in, like, wedding dresses, and, like, they're like, well, with the power of friendship.
Yes, gal pals. Yes, God. But, yeah, and, like, it even extends to, like, canon relationships. Like, a guy and a girl can, like, stand next to each other in a fucking TV show, And the writers will put them together with zero chemistry or anything just because they happen to be in the same vicinity. Meanwhile, and people will be like, that's great. And then you'll have two ladies or two guys, and they spend all this time building them up. They do all this, like, they do all this stuff, and then people will be like, it's forced.
Yeah, it's forced. It's unrealistic. Like, how could there ever be two people ever?
Yeah.
What?
How could they? Why is this a thing? Hard for each
like,
other.
Kurosami. Like, people still think Kurosami is forced. That took four fucking seasons, and it was built up over the course of four fucking seasons. We were like, nope, forced. Like, come the fuck on. And
it's just so dumb.
And then, like,
sneeze, but I don't know what to do because I'm trying to.
And, like, I'm just talking about, like, guy and girl and girl and guy and guy because, like, let's face it, non-binary people don't even get the fucking enough representation for them to be shipped.
There's, like, the one non-binary person in billions, and, like, that's it, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's just, ugh. So, yeah, like, I'm so sick of, like, this queer ships being and queer relationships being treated as if they're forced and terrible. Like,
I think Steph and I were talking about this earlier. A new rule should be if you don't have the chemistry of Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, you don't get to have a relationship in a film.
Yes.
That, though, to be fair, that's a rule for straight people because we just need
straight
more
people,
queer
yes,
people
straight.
Kissing. Queers don't need that much. They don't need as much chemistry just because we need more of it. We have enough straights already. They just need to be extra special, like Andrew and Emma, to be able to exist.
For them to be, like, legitimate, like, nice relationships, not, like, the movie Brothers or something.
And not, like, you know, and we need to stop all this sitcom, rom-com nonsense of dude acts like a creepy stalker and gets the girl anyways.
Oh, that, John, that whole thing of you can just go away and die.
But they're trying so hard and just so desperate. Every guy knows how that feels, except for they shouldn't, because that's fucking terrible.
Creepy.
Me and Tayo were talking about Ready Player One and how terrible it is.
That is awful.
The main character of it literally cyber-stalks this girl. Like, fucking stalks her. It's creepy, it's disturbing, and then he gets her in the end. Like, they get together in the end. He fucking cyber-stalks her. And by cyber-stalks her, it's almost it's actively basically stalking, because most of these people live half their lives in this virtual world. So he'll, like, show up to places he thinks she should be, he'll keep on messaging her, finding her in different places. Like, he literally stalks her, and that's supposed to be cool. And they get together in the end, like, what the fuck?
Side note, look at my Twitter to find where I've tagged step into these awful, awful pages showing how terrible this book is.
Where it's literally, and it's not even like the more ridiculous problematic elements, it's just the fact that every fucking sentence is filled with like 20 references instead of actually, you know, describing anything like a fucking regular ass writer.
It was good when I read it when I was 11, but now, like, I have the hardcover version of that book, and I still kind of look a little embarrassed to have it in my library.
I got it for free, so I got to read it without giving the man money, and yeah, it's garbage. But yeah, it's just such a bad book, and then there's, like, this reveal, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna spoil the shit out of this book, because it's garbage, and you shouldn't read it anyways. People.
In the end, they win.
But, in the end, his friend, this guy friend he has, is revealed to be a lesbian, because, of course, she pretends to be a guy for most of the book.
Yeah.
In the virtual world, her avatar is a guy. But then in the end, it's like, oh yeah, she's a lesbian. Okay, what?
The writer's just a hack. He just needs to not do anything.
Oh, and we found out, he does nerd spoken word poetry.
I'm going to beat him up later. I'm going to get, like, my stupid French hat and beat him up.
He has an audio album and a book of his fucking nerd spoken word.
Can I just say, if he can get his nerd spoken word on an album, can I like, get distribution of my articles and my poetry and my everything, please? Thank you.
Hey, you know what? If you talk to me later, we're going to record an album of poetry together on Bandcamp. Watch out for it, y'all.
And then he wrote the book Armada, which is literally just... He ripped off Starfighter, but then filled it with nerd references like Ready Player One.
Well, that's the problem with it, is, like, the fact that Ready Player One kind of made sense with all the references, because it's like, well, I mean, like, if you have nothing else to go off of in this weird world, I guess you're just going to be making references, but, like, that's so stupid. But Armada is like, what if, like, the regular world, but then references?
Yeah, it, like, at least Ready Player One had that nonsense excuse of the nerd scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Which, like, was kind of cool in, like, theory.
I actually think Ready Player One had some good concepts. The problem is it was a bad writer who was trying to write those good concepts, which led to a terrible book.
Get ready for the movie with Steven Spielberg.
I was actually somewhat interested because I thought, hey, a better storyteller could maybe do the story justice. And then it turned out the writer of the book is writing the screenplay, so there goes that hope.
He's writing the bare bones of the movie.
Also, he's the... Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. Just, you know, remember what Max Landis taught you.
Oh, fuck Max Landis. Anywho.
I love him.
The writer also wrote... he wrote the screenplay that was, I think, later edited by some other dude. But he wrote the screenplay for the movie Fanboys.
Mm. It's not that bad.
It's a terrible movie.
It's pretty dumb.
No.
It's really bad.
That movie. It needs to not exist, ever. Like,
it
shouldn't be. You don't need all of those films.
And it has arbitrary homophobia and sexism, because of course it fucking does. And then it just, in general, is a terrible, shitty plot about, like, nerd boys.
What if he had cancer, though?
Don't give a shit.
The only good part of that movie was the very end, when they're like, they go to see the movie and they're like, what if it's bad? And then it just ends.
Like, yeah, that's not worth it for the ending. It's not worth suffering through everything else for one decent joke at the end. I mean, I've seen that joke a million times. Yes, we all get it. Episode one was terrible. We can move on.
That's why I watch Red Letter Media instead.
I hate them.
Shut up. They're good.
I fucking hate them.
They're nice people. They just...
They're the worst.
They're not.
They're the worst. I hate them.
You know who's the worst? Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yes, well, I wasn't saying Red Letter Media were that. I just dislike them. They're annoying white nerd boys, and, like, their fucking Ghostbusters thing was some of the worst shit. Like, they were just, ugh.
I'm not gonna get in an argument with you about that, but that movie's bad. I'm just gonna let y'all know.
Okay, no.
Our audience, that movie is
bad. Do not listen to Cam! Ghostbusters 2016 is fucking great.
You can't talk shit about a movie like Fanboys, which just fight its homophobia and, like, sexism. The jokes in that movie were just as bad, if not worse,
nope,
in Ghostbusters. The whole point of the movie is that they're all dumb, But Ghostbusters are supposed to be about smart people, and
they are smart people. Did you not? You clearly didn't fucking pay attention at all to the movie. They're geniuses.
They're so geniuses. Remember that part where, like, the stupid ghost for no reason is just, like, not attacking anyone, and it's on Leslie Jones's back? Great scene. All the ghosts are super threatening and not, like, some fake, like, a ploy for jokes.
It's a fucking fantastic movie. It's a great comedy. It's a legitimately great movie.
Oh man, remember that part where she says, "I will slap, my power of blah blah compels you," and then she slaps the girl over and over, and then it becomes funny?
You know, there are bad jokes in the film. I'm not saying there aren't bad jokes, but overall, it's a really great movie. And yes, there are a lot of good jokes in the movie. And the lead actors are all fantastic and have a ton of chemistry, and it's really fun.
Sure. By chemistry, you mean they didn't write the script and they improvised every scene.
Camp, fuck you and fuck your opinion on this movie.
Yeah, I haven't watched movie, so I have no opinion either way, and this is just fun to observe for me.
Remember when Chris Hemsworth wasn't interesting at all and the only joke was that he was stupid?
He was hilarious in that movie. What the fuck are you on about?
Remember that part where he got on the motorcycle and then he became bad and then it was like, wow, you're the villain, kind of. This is lame.
It was super great. Okay, yeah, fuck you, Cam. Fuck you. Seriously, fuck
Remember
you.
Remember that part where the girls get slimed over and over again and that's the joke, that they get slimed?
Cam, like, I am this close to hanging up on this podcast.
Alright, what is the other topic?
Sonic the Hedgehog!
No, it's not. There's four topics.
That's one of the four. You said we were saving Tails for last.
No, I thought we were saving Tails for last, like, because Sonic and Tails.
Oh, you said Tails?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we can save Sonic then.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I want Tayo to talk, because, you know, I just had so much to say about Ghostbusters.
Fuck you, it's a great movie. Audience, please watch it.
Don't.
Do.
I'd say follow your heart, follow your dreams. Go that way. Go where you are led.
We believe so much, and you have to be a centrist? Gosh. We thought you were going to be the best.
I mean, it's not like I had a rant about centrists for like half an hour with Steph earlier today.
We had like a long-ass conversation about how terrible centrists are. And also libertarians. Fuck you, libertarians!
You're good in theory, just not good in practice.
I mean, it's not good in anything. It's a stupid idea. It's so broken and flawed.
It's basically just anarchism with more steps.
That's fantastic.
And as someone who's punk rock, I kind of appreciate anarchism, but not libertarianism, because you're bullshit.
Also, anarchism is terrible if we actually tried to put it into practice, but...
That's because it's no rules.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a terrible concept.
Number one rule of no rules is there are no rules.
I mean, the thing with no rules is that you end up kind of forming some sort of rules, even if they're not explicit rules. So it's like, your anarchism becomes pointless.
Well, yeah, because everyone's like, I mean, people could just shit on the street, but most people are probably still going to shit in toilets. You know? But I don't know why I went...
unwritten rules shit. Anyway, so...
Yeah. There was a code.
Your topic! The third topic.
Mr. Tayo.
I feel like you're just rushing me so I can get to Sonic.
I might be. I can neither confirm nor deny this.
I mean, if we have time to waste, we can talk about Ghostbusters 1984 and how good that movie is.
No, we will not discuss Ghostbusters 1984.
Remember that joke?
By the way.
That was good.
Yeah, remember how Bill Murray's character is a fucking creep? I do. I remember that.
He's not that much of a creep.
He's a huge fucking creep!
He's a womanizer, but he's not like a creep.
He's like a creep. Like, he's not just a womanizer. He's an actual fucking creep.
Okay.
Anyway, quick fact check for those who are actually paying attention to earlier. Steph has written a total of, I think, five articles
I underestimated myself.
One sec, 2 seconds. Talk about Sonic, go.
Wait, what?
He decided to leave. We can say whatever we want now about Tayo.
God, he's so annoying. I can't even.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna be gone too, so I'm going to let you talk by yourself.
What the hell?
Why is there, like, moving sounds?
Cam just left us.
Oh no. See, now we can talk about how Cam's such a horrible person, and because she won't edit this, it's fine.
Cam is the worst, honestly. She's the absolute worst.
Cam is the antithesis of everything good in the universe.
Yeah, I mean, her opinions on Ghostbusters really prove that.
Yeah. So awful. Such a bad, bad person. She just really burns me off inside. I just feel a great hatred whenever I see her name.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Cam.
Hi, Cam. Cam, you're the best person ever. We love you. You're great.
We love you so much, Cam. We love you so much. Like, oh my god, I love you so much, Cam.
You're the best person ever, Cam.
I'm glad I can edit this podcast however I want.
Cam, you're not gonna edit this file.
You're right. Alright, so what was your British topic since you told Stephanie she wrote 5 articles?
Oh yeah, my British topic was about queer POC representation, because that's great and basically non-existent for the most part. That was basically the thing, is that, like, you'll be like, oh yeah, it's the weird thing where there's hardly any queer representation, then if there is, it's basically just white gay guys, and that's it. I mean, you can sympathize with that. You can see that, like, how there's... It's pretty much just, like, you think of queer, and in most media, it's just a white gay guy.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'm trying to think. Exceptions to this that I can think of are... Orange is the New Black. Some random guy in a random X-Men comic I read that I don't remember. Dear White People, because Lionel is the best, and Dear White People is the best. And I don't care who you are, go watch Dear White People.
It's really good. The
ultimate message for today, go watch that show, because it is the greatest.
One Day at a Time.
Gay at a Time.
Sense 8.
We had a long talk about Sense 8 back in the day.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think of shows that actually have queer people of color. Sense 8. The token gay in Arrow is a black man. Mr. Terrific.
I wasn't even paying attention to Arrow for God knows how long, so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's about it off the top of my head. Like, because Sense 8 has Leto and Amanita. And Leto's boyfriend.
The man
and then,
you said that gay man, the black gay man, he's cool.
I don't know what that is. The what movies?
Wait, what did you say?
The mannequin movies.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
The mannequin movies was like the woman who's like a mannequin. She's like, oh yeah, I'm totally like, I'm not dating a mannequin. And like, that was the joke that like, he was dating a mannequin, but nobody else knew. Because she would sometimes be a real lady. And there was this, like, stereotypically, like, sassy...
What the fuck?
...gay black man in it for no reason other than to be fabulous and amazing.
Oh, okay.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't, like...
No, these are real.
Like, you sure you didn't, like, go on a drug trip and hallucinate this?
Mannequin movies are real. Everyone can Google the mannequin movies. Not classic 80s cinema.
I really don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
It's only good for...
I don't know what's worse. The stereotype. This or... Like, I don't know. If your choice is between the mannequin movies and, like, Sonic cartoons, which would you choose? Steph, you're not allowed to answer this.
I would rather kill myself than do either.
I mean, but look, it also depends on the Sonic cartoon, because Sonic Underground is terrible.
But they play a band.
Sonic Sadam is pretty good. Sonic the Hedgehog is just... and Sonic X is mixed bag, so there are good episodes of that. But yeah, Sonic Underground can go to hell.
But they make a band.
We need to put all the Sonic into one part so that we can completely treasure it and not just cut it or zoom.
No, I'm going to go on a rant about Sonic later, but we need to finish the topic we're still on, because I thought we were still on that.
Yeah, we are still on that topic. Oh, no, what I meant was save all the Sonic for later, because then we can completely treasure it and totally not mean that I just skip past it if I listen to the podcast later or anything.
You know, that's rude. That's rude.
I'm not rude. I'm British. It's impossible for me to be rude.
British people are actually rude. British people are like super rude. What the hell are you on about?
Drink tea.
Which British people have you met that's super rude?
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Every British person. He
doesn't count. I'm officially making him not British anymore.
He's excommunicated.
Exactly.
I can support that. Can he just be a citizen of the world, aka the underworld?
How about a citizen of nowhere and nothing, and he can just stop existing on this plane, or in any plane of existence at all?
That would be nice.
Please go to the second dimension, Milo. So queer people of color are great. And
oh yeah, that was a thing.
But I really can't think of a whole lot of them, because fuck if I know. Like, God, what the hell is good queer cinema?
It's like the only thing I think I can think of with queer POC as a focal point would be also like Moonlight, but that's pretty much it. I can't think of another one.
That's a good movie. Actually, you know what? I thought of it. There's this great 90s movie called But I'm a Cheerleader, and like all the other characters in the gay conversion camp are white, but except for this trans person, it's kind of ambiguous as to what their gender is, and they're really cool, and they only are in the movie for like maybe 20 minutes, but they're cool.
What movie?
But I'm a Cheerleader.
Oh yeah, But I'm a Cheerleader is super great.
That's so specific.
It's really specific, and it's like not even a good reference, because it's like, remember that not important character that wasn't the two lesbians who loved each other?
Yeah. God, yeah. I do love that movie though.
I need to go. Maybe that should be my next column.
You really should
go watch that movie. Plug column. Go read it, please.
I'm begging you. I made it good. Okay, it was really good, but then I made it gooder.
Cam made it vaguely funny.
Well, yeah. You were like Monty Python. You just like put in all the jokes, even if they didn't work.
You'll never see how many jokes had to get cut out of that article.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. Yeah, so is there like a final thesis statement that we can make about queer people of color other than please
final
make
statement
more
is give us more please, we're begging you, we're like Oliver Twist, just like more sir, please. I'm can't be bothered to do a voice. Please sir, could I have some more or whatever. You can sample that and you do whatever you wish with it.
Yeah, I'll put in the Cheerios commercial where Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin is like trying to give him the soup, but it's like Cheerios instead or something, I don't remember.
Yeah. Just, we need more because it's really stupid. I'm like, oh wait, how can I find a character that kind of connects with me or represents me? And it's like, hey, there's literally no one, in the same way as there's like, I think we talked about this before, there's like two black gay icons-ish. And then there's like RuPaul who's like problematic in his own right, and Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Frank Ocean, so that's good.
Frank Ocean's good, and also Tyler the Creator. Actually, you know what? That's fifth topic. I'm skipping your stupid Sonic.
No,
I'm not skipping it, but we're gonna put it on hold. So Tyler the Creator is a rapper, a really great rapper, and he's made lots of really homophobic albums in the past. Not like really homophobic, but he said like, "Yo, man, that shit's gay. Let me put on a play." Whatever he raps about, because I don't remember. And like albums like Goblin and Wolf and Bastard and stuff, like they're pretty homophobic rap albums, but they're all pretty good. But recently, everyone was freaking out because like Oh, yo, damn. Tyler actually mentioned that he was gay, which he has always said for, like, years. He's like, yo, I'm hella gay, like, on Twitter and stuff. But, like, nobody takes him seriously because he's always making jokes. But, like, there was a line in the song where it's like, I've been kissing boys since, like, 2004. It's like, damn, Tyler, you've been kissing boys. And there's a really great love song in the album, Scumfuck Flower Boy, where he's talking about, yo, man, I love this man. Because, like, the lead into it before is, like, famous, like, either, like, Hot 97 or, like, some other rap station. It's like, yo, it's Sean Powers, like, what song you want to hear? And, like, the person's not talking, and they're like, so what song you want to hear, yo? And he's like, the song about me. And it's like, dude. And then, like, the next song about him, Tyler, the Creator, loving another man or another person is playing, and it's like, damn, he's kind of gay, or at least bi, and he's really cool. I'm a fan of Tyler, the Creator. Go listen to Flower Boy. Good album.
That you kind of awesome.
Hell yeah. Hey. Listen to more rap music in general, people. Like, stop listening to your, like, fake 90s music, you know?
Maybe stop listening to the shitty alt-rock. I'm not mentioning any names there.
Don't listen to Skillet.
You were specifically talking about shitty Sonic alt-rock. You're a jerk. Those themes are Sonic amazing.
I love Canadian butt-rock. What the hell is the thing about the rainbow? I forget what it is. You have to sing.
Oh, Escape from the City. Escape from the City.
Do Escape from Scott, the City.
Keep going on. No. Keep going on. Guess what lies ahead? Only one way to find out. Must keep on moving ahead. No time for guesses. Follow my plan instead. Trusting in what you can't see. Take my hand. I'll set you free. Follow me. Set me free. Trust me and we will escape from the city. I'll make it through from me to you. Follow me. That song, yeah.
Escape the
Nightmare. Sounds alright.
I love that song. It's from the first level of Sonic Adventure 2.
The only
good
thing
about it. It's so good. Also, the main theme of Sonic Adventure 2, Live and Learn, is super great. All Sonic music is great. Even the terrible ones are great. Like, Team Chaotix's theme from Sonic Heroes is the cheesiest, most garbage shit, and it's so good. And then even, like, the Shadow the Hedgehog theme, which is the most emo cliche garbage, is so good. And so now we finally get to my topic. Sonic.
It's actually somewhat smoothly transitioned into the topic.
Yes.
Do you hear me snoring? I was snoring.
Yeah, I heard, Cam. I ignored it. Mm-hmm. Sonic the Hedgehog, so there's been comics with Archie for like a bunch of years now. It's I like 200 issues or so, over 200 issues of the Sonic the Hedgehog comics, and they were really good, and they really had this cool expanded universe and stuff, and they recently did a reboot, which was a little bit of a disappointment, because it made it a little more like the games, but it still had some of the cool stuff. But yeah, it ended up dropping some cool plot lines, like Thrash the Tasmanian Devil and his crusade to get vengeance, to wipe out Knuckles, to wipe out the Echidnas, because the Echidnas had wiped out the Tasmanian Devil race by treating them as science experiments. Anyways, cool stuff. Lots of cool lore and characters and stuff. And so Sega just recently announced that the deal with Archie was coming to an end, and the Archie Sonic comic books were getting canceled. And then at Comic-Con, they announced that IDW will be the new home for Sonic comics, and that's, like, literally the best choice. As long as they keep, like, I have faith, because IDW does the My Little Pony comics and the Transformers comics, which are great and still have, like, the lore and cool stuff. And so I really have a lot of hope that the Sonic comics will be good, because I really do not just want basic, bland Sonic comics. I want at least similar enough to Archie in that there's the lore and the world and all this cool stuff, and I think they will do it. I think they were literally the best choice they could have made after Archie. I mean, if they were going to leave Archie, IDW was literally the best place they could have gone, and I'm really excited about that. IDW has a great track record when it comes to licensed comics and building on lore and characters and all that, so I'm really, really excited about that. It's going to be pretty great. They'll be coming out in 2018. They're still working out the creative teams. They say they're looking into both fan-favorite Sonic comic creators and new ones, so that'll be pretty great. And Also, Sonic Forces is the upcoming Sonic game, and I'm super digging it because, like, it's totally, it's giving me adventure vibes, like, with the theme music, and, like the adventure era vibes, and it has all the classic Mobian characters are coming back as NPCs. It has a bunch of villains from all the different games. There's this new character called Infinite who has, like, the most garbage, edgy, fucking Linkin Park-esque theme music. So good.
Okay, to clarify, shitty Linkin Park, but yeah, go on.
I said it was shitty. I literally said shitty at the, like, beginning of it.
The idea of my being deaf, my zoning out.
I've become so numb. The game looks super great. I'm super excited about it. You can create your own original own Sonic OC, which is so great. Like, you and play as them. I'm so excited about that. Can't wait to create my favorite Sonic OC I've had since I was a kid when I created whole plot lines for him and multiple other characters. Flips the Porcupine. Great character. Purple Porcupine fights with acrobatics and a robot arm and likes basketball for some reason. I don't know. Stuff. So I'm just really excited for Sonic Forces. And also, I'm just really in a Sonic mood lately. It's actually reaching possibly, like, special interest level and might become a permanent special interest alongside my other things, like Pokemon and stuff. But anyways, and the person responsible for this, because I promised I would say this word for word. I promised her, so I need to pull it up real quick.
Words for word.
I promised I would say this on the podcast, word for word.
These are the weird things we promise when we have Skype conversations at weird times.
Anyways, where is it? So, okay.
How do you feel about
Sonic? So, yeah, this is what I had promised I would say. Yeah, I've been super into Sonic lately, and I blame @FelicityWeird on Twitter. That's W-Y-R-D Weird. I'm also in love with her.
My friend.
I told her I would say that word for word, so I have now said it word for word on the podcast. It is her fault that Sonic, because she knows a shit ton about Sonic 2, and she's super into it, so she's one of two people I know who can totally geek out about Sonic and just, like, understand everything I'm saying, like, when I start babbling about the Babylon Rogues and fucking Thrash the Tasmanian Devil and the Hooligans. And stuff like that. Super great. Sonic's super great. And it's super gay. And I have, like, a lot of queer headcanons. Like, Sonic's bi, Shadow's gay. My friend Liz brought this up, and I totally agree. Sally Acorn and Nicole, her computer's AI, are clearly fucking. Then there's Tails is a trans girl. And, yeah. Super great. And even discounting those queer headcanons, I mean, Sonic, the Sonic franchise is borderline gay culture anyways, so.
Go with it. Make something way more interesting.
Yeah. So, those are the big topics I had. I mean, those were the Sonic stuff, and I love Sonic. I'm really excited about the comics and Sonic Forces. Sonic Mania looks cool too, but I'm more into the 3D era of Sonic with all the Mobians and all the nonsense and characters and everything.
Huh?
That's hilarious.
Dude, I'm hilarious. You have no idea. Do you remember that time when I made all of you laugh multiple times?
No.
Nope.
Okay. You want to talk about Linkin Park and how much I'm not... Nope. Don't want to talk about it.
Oh?
Oh, okay. That was fast.
Well, it's more because, sure. Listen. I'm fine. We're going to talk about it, but it's going to be another one-woman monologue. Listen. Linkin Park, the band, despite what Stephanie or Tayo might say, is bad.
No, hey. Stop.
Fuck
stop
you.
Now.
It's a bad band.
Fuck you, they're great.
Stop now.
That's literally not true. And people are gonna... It's not even, like, because it's cool to make fun of them, because it was and still is kind of cool to be like, Linkin Park sucks, because they do. But, like, don't be like, Weekend Quirk sucks when someone dies, because that's shitty.
Yeah, don't do that. That's awful. But Hybrid Theory is an amazing album.
Linkin Park is great. They're great. They're good, good emo rock.
They're not. They're bad industrial rock.
And they're super emo, and they're great.
There are parts of Linkin Park that I don't like, but just listen to Hybrid Theory. If you listen to nothing else, listen to Hybrid Theory, because it is such a great album.
It's such a great, fun, edgy time.
Yes! I love the edge. It's good edge. Look, Linkin Park is like in every fucking terrible anime AMV I watched in high school. They're amazing.
As much as everyone takes to make out the song Crawling, that's probably one of my favorite Linkin Park songs.
I love Crawling. God, I love Crawling. It's such a... Oh, I love that song.
I love the movie. I remember crawling in my crawl.
Oh, God.
Crawling and, like, Somewhere I Belong.
They're all good.
There's this one song. What is it called? I remember because there was a Sonic AMV back in high school that used it. Oh, what is it? It's a song... Oh gosh, one second. I can remember.
I will remember.
While Steph is remembering, I think I found the song Crawling because someone came up to me and was like, oh, look at this emo song, isn't it so stupid? And I was like, oh no, this is great.
I found it. In the End. I fucking love In the End.
In the End.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song too. I have a playlist of so far 19 songs called Emo Years, and it has Somewhere I Belong and Crawling on it. Fucking love those songs.
Yeah, they're the best. It's great. Cam, I'm greatly disappointed in your dislike of this band.
Yeah, same.
I like good things that aren't like I like you know, like high quality music like Death Grips and other bands that aren't like that weren't playing on the radio in the mid 2000s, you know. I'm not like
fucking pretentious asshole.
It's not even like that. I'm just, like, I'm not a radio person. I'm fine with Katy Perry, Carly Rae Jepsen. You make some good
I love
music.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
But I'm not going to, like, listen to pop music.
I literally don't listen to the radio, but... Because, like, who the fuck listens to the radio? There's no point. You can choose the songs you listen to on, literally. You can just use Spotify or anything else. But
let's listen to what they play on the radio.
No, I don't... Okay, one, I don't just listen to what they play on the radio. And two, you're being a pretentious prick. You legitimately are right now.
Sure I am. Remember that part when Linkin Park was like, hello? And then one person clapped.
What?
Remember that time Cam acted like she was superior to everyone because she listens to music that isn't on the radio?
Oh, shut up. It's not even that. I don't feel superior. I just feel like
people... Oh, come on! You clearly feel superior.
Sure, I'm so superior.
I mean, about radio or not, I still think Linkin Park's good. I think we should still stick with that. Don't.
Yes, I agree.
I'll give you Hybrid Theory. I won't give you that Linkin Park and the band is good.
Okay, I'll keep my Hybrid Theory and be satisfied.
Okay. I like the song Numb. That's like the one song I'm like.
Numb is so great. Numb is actually I like Numb more than Crawling. I've become so numb, I can feel you. I'm gonna stop now.
Hey, great song, though. A great song.
We've had all three people sing.
You know what's also a great song?
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll in.
You're gonna say something?
No,
that sounds awful.
I was not going to do that one. I was going to do...
Steph, if you play something into the mic, we might get a copyright strike.
I'm not playing it into the mic. I'm trying to get into the mindset of the tune and the lyric so I can sing it. Stop! uh,
an artist is preparing. God. What shall she sing?
One look second. At the vocal exercises like High School Musical. Come on.
Me. Because we're one all second. In this together.
I've almost got it.
We're all in this together, Stephanie.
I see no, hear no evil. Black writings on the wall. Unleashed a million races. Steph. And one by one they fall.
Steph, you said
black-hearted evil.
It says sure.
Brave-hearted hero. I am all I am all I am. It's I Am All of Me from Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah, Cam, I told Steph earlier that we were going to suffer together with this section. And you see, and yeah.
Yeah.
We're suffering.
So we all agree that Sonic the Shadow the Hedgehog for the GameCube was a bad game.
Okay, one, okay. I refuse.
Remember how he was rollerblading like such a cool badass?
Okay, he wasn't rollerblading. He has hover shoes and he had them since Adventure 2. he was not rollerblading. They were fucking hover shoes. And also, Shadow the Hedgehog, the gameplay holds. It's not a bad game from a gameplay standpoint. It is basically, it feels like a couple old men at Sega read an edgy 13-year-old's blog and made a game based on it. But God, I can't help but love it. It's so sincere in its nonsense. It's so sincere in its edginess. It takes itself so fucking seriously. I can't help but love it. Like, it literally, like, the villains are literally like an alien fucking cult. Like, and like, it's so dark for the sake of darkness and edgy for the sake of edginess, and it takes itself so goddamn seriously. Shadow's just out there, like, shooting people with machine guns and cursing, like out there going hell and stuff. It's so good! It's so terribly good! It's the worst, and therefore it's the best. I unironically love Shadow the Hedgehog.
I feel like you just said you ironically love it, and then...
No, I said unironically. I said unironically. I do not ironically love it. I unironically love it.
Okay.
It's great. Also, I love Sonic 06. The gameplay does not hold up. It's super glitchy. But God, I can't help but love what that game was trying to do, and the plot is so garbage. It's so good. Silver the Hedgehog from a destroyed future travels back in time to kill Sonic the Hedgehog. But the actual villain is Mephiles the Dark, who is like the sentience and rage of a flame god who created a new body of itself. 10 years ago, it was trapped after Shadow went back in time and trapped it. But then it 10 years later, it escapes, creates a new form out of Shadow's shadow, becomes this like crystalline looking hedgehog, Mephiles the Dark. And then eventually fuses back with its flame self and forms the flame god Iblis.
You know what's going to make this way more entertaining for our audience? Okay, everyone at home, imagine that Stephanie, like, has, like, a whiteboard and, like, a big timeline and, like, a marker, and she's, like, yelling this at, like, a college classroom.
Please do. Please do. Also, like, the theme song of that game is His World by fucking Zebrahead. It's so good! It's so good. And, like, God, and like, also, like, the Sonic timeline was really cool up until, like, Unleashed and, like, 7, past, like, up, Adventure through 06 and, like, had, like, this ongoing timeline where all the games continued off each other and had ongoing plot threads and references. And now, like, it's still the consistent universe, but it doesn't have as much of that, and I kind of miss that era where it was, like, all these ongoing plot threads. Like, Shadow's storyline took place over the course of multiple fucking games. And, like, there were other things, like, there was Sonic Battle, which dealt with this character named Emerle. And then Emerle, species that, like, this group of echidnas called the Nocturnus Clan that were trapped in this alternate dimension were the people who created Emerle. And then they were the villains, and there were references to Emerle in Sonic the Dark Brotherhood, which was a BioWare RPG for the DS. Super great. Anyways. Sonic Advance 3, Dr. Eggman created a new robot based on Emerle named Gemerle, and then Gemerle, in the end, was reverted back to an Emerle-like personality and started living with Cream and Cheese, the rabbit, and her chow friend, and that was super cute. But yeah, even that game was connected, and then, like, Blaze was in Sonic Rush and Sonic Rush, the second Sonic Rush game, and then he was also in the Sonic, and then the Sonic Sonic 06, and then there was also the Sonic Rivals games, which had some of the characters and continuing plot lines, and like all of it was just super good. It was all this continuous plot line stuff and connectivity, and it was really cool. And I kind of miss that. Like, I miss Shadow and Rogue working for Rouge, the Bat working for Gun. And I kind of miss... I miss Omega. I fucking miss Omega, man. Omega was the best. Eggman robot who turned against Eggman. Just wanted to punch shit. Super great. Shadow's best friend.
Hope people have been taking notes, because there will be a test on all this.
There will. There will be. And, like, God, I love all these characters, and, like, they're all super great. Super likable, super fun. I love that universe. I love those characters. They're just the best. Also, Team Chaotix is the best. Fucking detective agency. Detectives for Hire, run by Vector the Crocodile, who's totally awesome, and he punches things. He wants money, but he also has a heart of gold. Then there's Charmy the Bee, who's like adorable and cute, and like the flying character is like a bee. And then there's Espio, the ninja chameleon. And I fucking love Espio, and like he acts so serious and stuff, but I have a headcanon that he's just a fucking weeb. He's just a fucking weeb and just really loves anime and created this ninja persona and learned these skills because he fucking watches like a Naruto-esque type show. He bases his personality on, like, a Sasuke-esque character. I just imagine he's just a weeb. Just a fucking dork. I love him. It's a purple chameleon who does ninja stuff.
If you're following at home, everyone should go Google Awesome Chaotix by Aaron Hansen. He did a great cartoon about the game Knuckles Chaotix. It's so great.
Yeah, I would like to make a point that the characters are not as good in Knuckles Chaotix as they are in Sonic Heroes with Team Chaotix. They redid a lot of their personalities and skill sets, and it's much more interesting. Sonic Heroes is really good. Please play Sonic Heroes.
Just go outside.
Also, where is Mighty? They need to bring Mighty back. Mighty hasn't shown up, like, since that fucking game. And same with Ray the Flying Squirrel. And they're in the comics, and Mighty was a Sonic clone in the game, Knuckles and Chaotix, but, in the comics, he actually just has absurd super strength. He's the third strongest. He's the third strongest, like, Mobian, like, after Bark the Polar Bear and Big the Cat. And he's super awesome. He once went toe-to-toe with Sonic in his Werehog form and just, like, fought him to a draw. Mighty's awesome, and I want that version of Mighty in the games. I just want that.
Big the Cat.
If they made a Sonic Heroes sequel, they could even do a team where he's the strength character. Ray the Flying Squirrel is the flying character, and then I figure... How about a reformed Metal Sonic, maybe based off the Archie comic character Shard, who's like a reformed Metal Sonic as the speed character? I don't know. Anyways, it'd be really cool. Also, bring back the hooligans. In Archie comics, they're actually a group. They're like an evil Chaotix. They're like a band of mercenaries. The only game they all appeared in together, they were not working together, but I like the idea of them working together. They were in Sonic the Fighters, which is Knack the Weasel, Bean the Dynamite, who's a duck, and Bark the Polar Bear. I love those guys, and I love them working together as the hooligans. So good.
We just need to let the silence linger for a couple of seconds.
Sonic!
Just, okay, listen to our audience.
Right.
Like, just go outside. Go outside once.
Just got to breathe, receive all the information, let it process, let completely process and not just go out the other ear, and you'll be fine.
So I think we've recorded, you know, an hour and 7 and 8 minutes, actually. I still have to round up because I keep on forgetting. We recorded an hour and 8 minutes of a podcast that has been, well, you've heard it. And you're lucky to have heard it. So
read the Archie Sonic comics.
Or not, and honestly, please do anything else besides that.
Read them and play all the Sonic games. All of the modern Sonic games. Adventure, and on a discounting. Play Sonic Adventure through 06, all those games. Rivals, all those games. Don't
really
play,
want to play Sonic 06?
Yes.
It's a bad game.
Don't play Sonic 06.
It's a
don't
bad
play,
game.
Yes, I know, but play Sonic 06. Don't don't play, you can play Sonic Unleashed, it's half a bad game, but half is good. Do not play Sonic in the Black Knight. Whatever you do, do not touch Sonic in the Black Knight. Never touch Sonic in the Black Knight. And Sonic Boom is in a totally different universe, so it's terrible, and it's irrelevant. So, don't play that. But whatever you do, do not play Sonic in the Black Knight. Please, dear God. But also read the Archie comics and play, like, most of the Sonic, most of the modern Sonic games.
Okay. Alternatively.
And buy Sonic Forces when it comes out.
Alternatively.
Another option you guys have is you could come to losharrow.wordpress.com and you could read all the articles, all the great stuff. You could read the articles, all of our stuff on there. It's great.
I need to write
my column, please. I beg, please.
I need to write an editorial on Sonic.
It's going to be like 1400 words, but yeah, this is one of the few things that the Los Harrow does, but this is not the only thing the Los Harrow does. Read the articles, listen to their podcasts, go listen to the Video Game Hour. They probably don't talk about Sonic on there. Or listen to the Phantom Zone podcast. Just talk to all of our sister podcasts and brother podcasts, and we're all a big family, even Tim. Tim.
My nemesis.
Whatever.
Fucking and Tim.
We all do things outside of making stupid podcasts where we talk to internet friends. I am on Twitter at puke_green, or you can follow me on Instagram, camjbeyond, where I post cool aesthetic Instagram pictures that look really pretty, and everyone's very impressed. And I do other things. I write poetry. You'll find out more about that in the future. Tayo,
I am on Twitter at Mighty Scrublord. It's a great name that I didn't make in a haze of bad decisions, and I mainly complain about the universe and write some poetry as well, I guess.
Hell yeah. Cool.
And you can follow me, Stephanie, at geekgasm_inc, as in incorporated, so with a C, not a K. And I mainly tweet about random nonsense. A lot of Sonic lately, a lot of Sonic tweeting. My profile picture is Bunny D. Coulette, the Rabot, from the Archie comics and also from the original Sonic Sat-Am TV show. Yeah, I tweet about weird, just nerdy stuff and geek out and queer stuff and complain about people. Complain about things. It's great. I also occasionally do writing stuff, but
I'm sorry.
Most of those projects are not. I'm mostly stuck in ongoing projects that aren't out yet, just things I'm working on. So maybe you'll see something about those in the future. Maybe. We'll see. And you know what? That's rude, Cam.
Hey, I said maybe. I believe in you. I believe.
Thank you.
That okay, that's better. That God changed his mind about black people. Ever tried to the Book of Mormon? If you ever heard the song I Believe from the Book of Mormon, you'll get the reference that I sort of made because I was kind of mumbling. But anyways, this is the end of the podcast, and I appreciate all of you who decided to listen for any reason.
Yes.
Did he leave?
Yeah, I don't think he understood the end thing.
Well, good job, Tayo. Now we can... Okay, well, bye.
Bye! Read Archie Comics!